Brand new music from Hayley Steinfeld on KMFM. It's called Most Girls. She was on the show recently. You can hear that back over at kmfm.co.uk. And talking about guests, Mark and Jay from Codalion are on the show this evening. And we need to start by talking about album number 3, because that's all we're hearing from fans. So you've worked with producers and writers who've worked with artists like Beyonce, Emily Sandé and Sam Smith. Are you picky who you jump in the studio with, or are you kind of open to work with anyone?
I don't think we're picky with who we go in with, because I think you have to give everyone a chance, like whether they've had a massive hit or whether they're just a brand new writer. Like we wrote Brother with these guys who are called Rookies, and they haven't had what you would call like a massive hit yet, but they're exceptional and they became our friends, and like that's what we try and do. And anyone that we ended up actually getting a song that we're going to use, they became our friend and we hung out with them, as opposed to, because we have done the thing, like we went to LA for 3 weeks and we were writing with different people every day, and it was horrible. It was completely soulless. It was the first time that the band ever felt like work. You know, you had to kind of show up at a certain time and you had to write a song, and it reflected in the quality of the music we came out with. We knew when we were making it we were never going to use it, and we had more fun at night in the house in LA, just the four of us kind of hanging out and writing songs. But we're open to trying to work with like anyone. I think everyone has got something to bring, you know, but sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
I listened to some of the tracks sent through on an album sample. It sounds so, so good. I've been a fan since the beginning. I'm so excited about the direction you're heading. For somebody who is listening now who hasn't heard the album sampler, which I'm sure is a lot of people, what sort of direction are you heading in with this album?
Well, you know, I think carrying on from where we got to with the second album and then the song with Kygo, Raging, that we did, you know, we're not afraid of pop music anymore, and I just think that's the direction that it's going. There's definitely tracks on there that could fit on the first album as well, so that the acoustic kind of stuff. Yeah, we're just trying to get the songs as far and wide as they'll go.
When can we expect some form of announcement?
Soon.
It's going to happen in the coming months.
Okay. Not,
hopefully, we kind of finished the album about 3 weeks ago, and then we were like, kind of had a conversation with ourselves and sat with the songs for a while, and we were like, we think we could do a little bit better. So, you know, and time is on our side. There's no rush. We'd rather get the album to where we're really happy with it and then tour it, as opposed to tour something that's premature and unfinished. So
yeah,
that's where we're at right now. But I think we'll hopefully be finished the album in maybe 2-3 months. But there's a lot of, about eight songs sitting there that we are incredibly happy with, and we'll probably be on the album. But just, you know, you never know what could happen in the next 10 minutes, even.
Yeah, Jesus, that's completely
anything
true. Have you got? Well, I don't know. It depends on this interview. Have you got an album name yet?
We kind of had one. I think it's not there anymore. We're not going to give it out just in case we come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm giving you nothing here, sorry.
It's all right. Can you give us like a really, really not obvious clue at all, like the worst clue you could give imaginable on the potential album title, so that I know that when it does get announced I can go back
you
to
knew
this
first
clue.
Okay, well, it's our first two albums have 5 syllables, and this one's gonna have 5 syllables as well.
Okay.
And it's to do with where we come from.
Okay, that's more
that's
of a clue. I thought you were gonna stop after 5 syllables. I was like, you aren't.
I probably should have.
Standing in the cold in the frozen window.
It's Kygo and Codalion, Raging, on the hit list on KMFM, and Mark and Jay from Codalion are hanging out on the show this evening. So we're going to hit play on your new single, Brother, in a bit. And you mentioned earlier about working on that in the studio. So take me back to the beginning. How did that track come to life?
You know, I think the version that we finished up with Brother was a really... I think if you go to Spotify and you listen to the acoustic version, that's kind of where we got to with it. And then we got to work with 2-inch Punch, who's done stuff like Rag & Bone Man and other huge artists. And he just flipped it on its head and sent it back to us, and it was like, wow, that could work on the radio, which is kind of what you need every now and again.
Have you ever asked him why he calls himself 2-inch Punch?
Not yet, no.
No, I
feel like that's one of those questions.
We just like elephants in the room.
We just kind of let it. It was like, okay, that's a pretty badass name. Don't mess with him.
Don't even want to ask what that's about. So no. we got two of you here out of the four. So can we play a game of who's who in Codalion? Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to name a situation, and you can tell me which member of Codalion best fits that situation. And luckily for the two of you, the other two aren't there to defend themselves.
Brilliant.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so we'll start by going, who is the most likely to fall over on stage?
Probably Jay's clumsy now. Yeah, Jay does bang his head a lot.
Okay, you say now, is it like a sudden, is it a thing that suddenly
started
No, just
happening.
In general.
Okay.
Day to day.
Okay. Who's the most likely to order enough food to feed a small family?
Steve.
Okay. Straight
Definitely
away.
Steve. Singer Steve, yeah.
Who's the most likely to have a secret family?
Jeez, I'm not going to answer that.
Hey, they're not here to defend themselves.
I suppose I'm the only single one, so let's go with me.
Okay.
Just not get anyone else in trouble.
Okay, who's the most likely to have ridiculous requests on their rider? Obviously, you have your own one altogether, but who puts in the most ridiculous requests?
Let's just say Vinny, he's not here.
Yeah, Vinny.
Vinny, yeah.
Okay. Who's the most likely to cry during an advert?
Vinny.
It seems like we're going a lot to Vinny. Who's the most likely to be late to a super important meeting?
Steve. Definitely.
Okay. He's late to this interview, actually.
Yeah, he's late to everything.
What's the longest you've ever had to wait for him?
2 hours the other day.
Oh,
two
no.
and a half hours.
No, I'd get well annoyed. Who's the most likely to accidentally end up in Domino's Pizza on the way to the gym?
I don't go to the gym, but I'd end up in Domino's.
Okay.
So you.
Okay, so definitely you. Who's the most likely to get kicked out of a nightclub?
I got kicked out of one recently.
It's Mark. Yeah, it's definitely Mark.
Probably me. I won't say for what.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave that. I imagine it would be that radio friendly. No. Who's the most likely to accidentally break something at a house party?
Me being clumsy, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
fit that bang your hair off like an old clock or something and falling down.
What house parties are you at where you're just surrounded by like old clocks?
Oh, most of
the
them.
Right ones.
Most of them, man. Yeah.
Oh, an old clock and 2-inch punch. That's what you need in a party. And your final one, who is the most likely to wear the same clothes for a week running?
Definitely all of us collectively.
What's the longest you've worn the same pair of jeans for?
There was a time when we were doing festivals and we were doing like 4 or 5 in a row. So you're changing country, changing festival, and you're just like, you know, you become a festival in yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm pretty sure I've done jeans for like 4 or 5 days before, yeah. Just to get out there, the pants are definitely changed on a daily basis.
Okay.
Sometimes twice a day if something goes wrong.
And on that note, I think we've got everything we need from this interview. Thank you so much.
You've got more than enough, I think.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Cheers, Glenn. Thank you so much, man.
And I'm going to hit play on Brother. Can I leave you two to introduce it, please?
Hey, this is Codeline, and you're listening to Brother on KMFM.
When we were young, we were the ones, the kings and queens. Oh yeah, we rule the world.